So before we get started, we wanted to archive this in the oral histories on the U of L library. Is it okay if we archive it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send you a consent form after our interview, and then if you just send that back, we'll archive it.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. All right, so how are you? Are you currently at University of Arkansas?
I'm at University of Central Arkansas.
Sure.
Yes.
So during your time, when did you work in the Writing Center at U of L?
Okay, well, I came to U of L in 1998, and I had been an undergraduate tutor when I was getting my bachelor's at University of Arkansas at Little Rock, and also a graduate assistant in that writing center because I did my master's there as well, and came to Louisville in 98 to get my PhD. And I knew early on that I wanted a career in writing centers. So I got to U of L and I was kind of in shock because I was told there wasn't a writing center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I didn't really know what to do. I was still kind of doing writing center work and that kind of thing. But in talking to some more people and another graduate assistant, Tim Catalano, actually, I found out that there was, in fact, a writing center. It just wasn't associated with the English department. And it was a writing center that Ruth Miller was directing. And it was, I'm gonna forget the name of the building. Is Strickler at U of L?
Yes.
Yes, okay, it was in Strickler. And it was kind of, I can't remember what U of L called it back then, but it was kind of like the developmental writing or transitional kind of department or whatever.
Okay.
So so some of the faculty were kind of just telling me that there wasn't a writing center, but there actually was. So I got to do kind of some research projects for class. I did a qualitative research methods class with Carol Birkin Cotter. She was visiting. So I did that on that writing center. And then Carol Mattingly came. And I think that, I want to say that was in, it was either in 2000 or 2001 that she came. Do you know?
No, that
No?
wasn't
Okay.
for me.
So she came and she, actually started the writing center that is now where you work, except for I think you guys have moved from the second floor to the first floor, right?
Yeah, we're now on the first floor of the library.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so when Carol came, she was going to hire, so Ruth Miller, who was directing that other writing center, came and was Carol's associate director. And she was going to hire PhD students for GA ships to be her assistant director. And I don't know how many lines she anticipated having, how many GA ships she anticipated having, but there ended up being four of us that first year. And I remember the other grad students were a year ahead of me or 2 years ahead of me. So I was really concerned because I didn't know Carol that I wasn't going to get the GA ship. And so I went to her office and introduced myself and like brought all my writing center stuff for my bachelor's and master's and all of the work that I had done and just told her that I was really interested in doing writing center. And so she hired me as one of those four. And that's when I began. And I want to say it was 2000,
2000.
fall of 2000, but I'm not 100% sure if it was 2000 or 2001.
So, were you assistant director in the Writing Center?
I was from that time that she hired me, I continued to renew that GA ship until I left in 2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what responsibilities did you have as assistant director?
So it kind of started off with attending the practicum and leading mentor groups for the master students who were tutoring in their first year. I had a cohort that that I met with once a week, and we did little activities and kind of talked about different writing center things and then kind of team building as well. Mm-hmm. So we would do that. We would do some tutoring. And then we would do kind of just some administrative things like creating workshops and doing inventories of like the library and creating handouts and those kinds of things is what we started doing that first year. The second year, I continued on as a grad assistant and the other three graduated, I believe. And then there were three of us, and it was me, Kelly Grady at the time, she's Kelly Prejean now, and Chris Irvin. And so we were kind of the three GAs for a couple of years together. And that's when, so we kind of did a little bit more of that, but that's when Writing Center Research Project started. So we were in kind of on the ground floor. We were at the very first meeting of kind of the founding board or the advisory board for the Writing Center's research project. So we did a lot of work for the WCRP as well as being in the center. We kind of split our GA-ship between those two. Sorry, that was a really long answer to your question.
I saw that you did your dissertation on WCRP oral histories.
I did. So when we got to, when we started WCRP, and it was called, and I looked it up somewhere. Okay, so the original name of the WCRP, or the proposal for the WCRP, was the National Institute for Research on Writing Centers. And so it was going to be the IRWC instead. But I guess after that meeting, and I have like the very first meeting was April 4th, 2001. And I have the proposal and the agenda for that meeting, which is kind of crazy. Yeah. So I have a list of everybody that was there and kind of what happened. But so each one of the GAs kind of took on a different role. And I can't remember what Kelly started doing at first. I think she was kind of doing the archive part.
Okay.
And I started doing kind of research on out-of-print books to, like, get for the repository. So I remember just researching. And you've got to remember, so I came to Louisville in 98, and that's when people started using Google. Like, Google was new. It was so, yeah, I know it sounds crazy, doesn't it? So we had just started, like, really using the internet and all those kinds of things, and it started getting better. So we're doing all this research, and I was trying to find out-of-print books. But that only lasted, you know, a short while. Like, I came up with a list, and that was it. So Chris Irvin started with the survey, which now we have the survey, right? Mm-hmm. And so I switched to the oral history project. And that was kind of, Carol just thought I was really good, that I was a good fit personality wise for that. I sat in on those advisory board meetings. The board came a few different times that first year. And then Jeannie Simpson, who was on the advisory board, actually came and was kind of like a visiting advisor or something for a semester as well to kind of help the WCRP get off the ground with Carol. And so I started kind of researching oral history projects, and Carol and Kelly Prejean and I all went to St. Louis to an Oral History Association training. So we learned kind of what was involved in doing oral histories and kind of how to generate questions and what kind of background research you needed to do on each person before you interviewed them and those kinds of things. So, so I did that. And so I started, I did the very first WCRP oral history with Jeannie Simpson. And then started to do the founding members of the National Writing Centers Association, because we wanted to get older and influential people in Writing Center work. And so I started doing some of that. And Kelly did some oral histories too. I know she did Jeanette Harris and Joyce Kincaid, who were also on the board. But I just started kind of researching people and traveling all around the place, you know, all around the country. I did Muriel Harris, I did Jay Jacoby, and I did Nancy McCracken, which was devastating because her audio never, yeah, her audio was garbled. And I have all the interview questions, but it was really hard to get an interview with Nancy McCracken because she was the leader of it all. She started the National Writing Centers Association before it became IWCA. And at that time, she could not remain the president if she was not in a writing center. And her institution, from what I remember, got rid of her writing center. So she was just, it kind of like all this work that she had done, you know. So she was, I remember she was really kind of not super excited to even talk about it all, you know, but yeah.
That's a fascinating project.
Yeah, I tried so hard to transcribe those tapes and I could not do it. It was horrible. I felt so bad. So anyway, that's what happened. Also, you know, the other GAs and Carol, and a lot of times Brad Hughes and Neil Lerner, we would go to different conferences. I know we went to IWCA in Savannah, and we went to Four Seas in Chicago that first year, and we hosted at IWCA, we hosted a reception just introducing the WCRP to everyone, and we presented at C's about the WCRP. And so we all kind of talked about our parts. And so I talked about the oral history part.
Oh, that's fascinating. So how many?
I didn't talk about my dissertation, right? So it worked itself into a dissertation. Yeah. So that's what that did.
So how many other tutors were there when you were in the Writing Center?
Oh, how many tutors? Okay, so it was still, and I don't know if it's still like this, but is it first year master students before you guys teach, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it was the same thing, and I want to say it was anywhere from 8 to 14 was about the average, maybe a couple more, 15 or 16, but I don't think much more than that, if ever. But usually fewer than that, you know, I think between 8 and 15, maybe.
So how were you guys trained to be writing tutors early on?
Okay, so, well, so the GAs had different levels of training.
Okay.
Like I said, I had worked in a writing center and been an undergraduate tutor and been trained at University of Arkansas, Little Rock, by Sally Crisp, and then was a grad assistant for my master's there. So I had gone through orientation and staff meetings every week and ongoing professional development in Arkansas before I came. But not all of the GAs had previous experience in writing centers. I think some did. I know Tim Catalano did have quite a bit. And I think maybe Kelly Prejean worked in a writing center for her master's or undergraduate. I can't remember. But I can't remember who did and who didn't. But we all sat in on the practicum with the master students. So it was a 3-credit grad course.
Yeah.
And it happened simultaneously with tutoring. Mm-hmm. So the master students were going to class, but also tutoring at the same time. And I think that that's pretty common. A lot of the time, you don't have the luxury of taking the class before you start, especially for you guys who are just doing it for a year. You know, you are doing it when you first come in, so you really can't have the training beforehand. So you're doing it concurrently. So, but it was a lot of writing center history and theory and pedagogy. It was a nice mix of really practical things like, let's look at sample scenarios and sample papers and, you know, writing across the curriculum and those kinds of things. And here's, you know, how to do a tutoring session from start to finish and those kinds of things. And what happens when this happens, or, you know, working with different diverse populations and that, to theoretical background, history of writing centers, writing center administration. You know, of course, we had Stephen North in there and Samuriel Harris and Eric Hobson. Wiring the Writing Center was a newer book back then, so really talking about online tutoring as well. So we were kind of had that theory mixed in with the really practical.
Yeah, was that different from what you did in your undergrad?
It was. In my undergrad, they don't have a 3-credit course. So, and they still don't to this day. They still do it the same way at UA Little Rock as they did. And it was a full day orientation to being a Writing Center tutor. And then we had weekly staff meetings that they would kind of continue to teach us. But the interesting thing about the UA Little Rock Writing Center is that it wasn't a paid position. It was credit hours.
Okay.
So you got like upper level electives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you were a writing major or an English major, then you could get, you know, some credits towards your major. Regardless, you got upper level credits towards graduation. And so you could choose kind of 1 to 3 credits per semester of just those electives. Mm-hmm. And we had like 40 tutors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was really interesting because they didn't have to pay. I mean, we were essentially paying tuition to work there, right? And then, so that's just kind of how it worked. So my point is that there was a lot of rollover. Students would continue to sign up for those credits from semester to semester. And so those kind of veteran tutors would help the newer tutors and kind of model things and do mock tutorials and, you know, those kinds of things during staff meeting and really kind of mentor the newer tutors.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that is different than...
Yeah,
a lot. Quite different. So what was the structure of the program at the time that you were at UofL?
So Writing Center or just the whole program?
Either one. You can do both if you'd like.
Okay. Well, the structure, basically, I came in for my PhD, but there were obviously master students in English and PhD students in rhetoric and composition, and then undergraduate students in English, right? So as a PhD student, I took classes with other PhD students, and there were a lot of courses that were only offered every other year. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't necessarily in my own cohort, just us, right? I remember I ended up taking the class that Deborah Journay taught. It was Research in the Composing Process, I think is the name of that class. Is it still? I don't know if it's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was all kind of really comp research, and you were supposed to come up with your dissertation prospectus or a you know, kind of an early version. And it was my first semester in the PhD program. Yeah, so, but I was in there with a lot of students who were second year, you know, too. So it was really kind of interesting. But also there were master students in some of my classes too. So, and then, you know, we would have to take, since we, even though we were rec comp, we were in an English department. So we, there were a certain number of kind of lit classes that we had to take too. So I would be in, you know, Shakespeare with a lot of master students, right?
That's how it is now too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you just took, you took classes for 2 years, your third year, you wrote your, then you took your comprehensive exams in your third year. And then got down to your prospectus and wrote that dissertation, right?
So, did your dissertation change from when you planned it your first year?
I always knew it was going to be Writing Center.
Okay.
I always did. I just wasn't, I hadn't, I was really young when I came to U of L. I went through school really quickly. So I was 22 when I moved to Louisville and just turned 23 when I was taking 601.
Oh, wow.
It's 601, right?
Yeah, right? 604.
Oh, okay, yeah. That teaches, that you have to take to teach, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because we took that, because we took that in the summer before our first semester in the program. So I had just turned 23. So I knew that I wanted to do Writing Center, but I didn't, you know, I was so young. I didn't know. I couldn't wrap my brain around what I wanted to write a dissertation on. I didn't even know what that looked like. Right. So I just kind of slowly worked my way toward what it ended up being.
How was the process of writing the dissertation?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got, I was ABD when I got my job. So I finished writing my dissertation long distance it from Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I mean, it was a struggle. Yeah. I mean, it was really difficult, especially starting a new job. And I started, the job that I got out of the program when I was still ABD was at Worcester State College in Massachusetts. And I was the Writing Center director and the Writing Across the Curriculum coordinator. So I had two kind of administrative jobs, plus I was teaching and I had moved to Massachusetts, you know, and was trying to figure out how to do my dissertation at the same time. So, you know,
yeah,
ABD is hard, is hard, but it happens. So it's good.
Good. So what do you remember about working in the Writing Center? Do you have any memories about working with writers or like with
your I loved it. So I remember that the grad assistants, the assistant directors were really, really active. We were all really active in going to conferences and presenting and helping to build the Writing Center. I think that was the coolest part because Carol came in, she hired us, and then we just helped to start making it, you know, visible on campus and providing more resources for students. And I remember, I don't know, did you ever see the old center?
I remember seeing it on the when it was on the second floor. When it was in Strickler.
Yeah. Well, I never worked there when it was in Strickler. So, but yeah, when Carol came, it was on second floor of the library, and they gave us, it was like the hall you walk down, and Ruth's office and Carol's office were right there, and then the administrative assistants. Desk was kind of in that hall, and his name was Vernon Johnson. I remember him. And then there was kind of a little staff room, and then there was just a big room with tables and a couple of couches and some computers. But they gave us movable walls, so it was kind of like, do what you can with this space, and we'll see, like, you might be able to expand. So after I graduated, I came back for Watson Conference 1 year, And I went up there, and that's when I saw like this whole other suite had been like a conference room, and all of these things had been added that weren't there before. And I thought it was so cool. But that's what we did. We really kind of worked to help train the master students every year to be tutors. We helped teach some classes in the practicum, and then we developed workshops. We developed handouts, and then we started WCRP stuff as well. So.
So what was most rewarding about your time in the Writing Center?
Oh, gosh. I just loved it. I loved to work with students. Mm-hmm. And I loved to, like, one-on-one for tutoring, obviously. Helping students not be so afraid of writing, I think, is really awesome. Mm-hmm. But also, I really enjoyed helping every year, the first year master's students, form an appreciation for that work, you know, yeah. and to kind of introduce them to that, mm-hmm. this cool subculture that I think writing centers are, you know, I don't think there's any place quite like it on campus. So that's kind of what I really enjoyed, you know, mm-hmm. and then I really liked too having the opportunity at Louisville to really get in to the profession and at a deeper level. You know, if the WCRP hadn't started there, I wouldn't know a lot of the scholars in the field that I know, mm-hmm. Neil Lerner and Brad Hughes and Jeannie Simpson and Muriel Harris and I'm trying to think who else, Joan Mullen was on that board. And there are others. I can look. I'm sure. Michael Pemberton, Betty Schiffman, yeah, and Eric Hobson, and Allison Holland, who was at Little Rock, and I knew her. Mm-hmm. So she was actually on that board too. So.
Yeah, we have some great PhD students who kind of work out too.
That's so good.
So were there any challenges? I know you were coming when it was just started. So is that a challenge?
Yeah. Said that again. I'm sorry.
I know you like came in when it was first starting. So was that a challenge?
Yeah. I think so. I think, you know, Carol, we didn't know Carol. She was brand new faculty. So it wasn't like we had a relationship with her before. We all just were thrown in here and figuring all of this out. So, you know, it took a while for us all to get to know each other and know each other's personality and kind of what our vision was. Mm-hmm. I think that too, it was cool to start from the beginning. I'll tell you, the biggest challenge that I can remember is when you automatically put all of the first year master students in the Writing Center as tutors, that doesn't mean that all of them personality wise belong in the Writing Center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we had every once in a while, and this definitely wasn't a majority of the time or a majority of the students, but every once in a while, we would have students who really didn't care about being there or didn't really want to be there or didn't really want to be supervised by PhD students, you know, and there were some master students who were older than me, right? So me being their mentor, you know, some of them every once in a while just weren't really excited about that, you know, or didn't really want to be bossed around by a boss like the director or associate director, you know, because it's kind of more of a workplace than when you're just going in and teaching your classes every day and nobody's like watching you every day, right? So I think some people wanted just to go into the classroom. They didn't want to be in the Writing Center. So that was probably the biggest challenge that I noticed.
So is community an important part of the Writing Center?
Oh, definitely. Don't you think? Yeah.
It still is today.
I think it really shows to anyone who comes in there. And I mean, it can make or break you, right?
Yeah.
I think it speaks to your reputation as a Williams Center.
Yeah, I think it's very important today too.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did you approach sessions when you worked with writers?
So, you know, I kind of approached the way that I was taught back then, which is something that I think we all still talk about, kind of that global to local or higher order concern, lower order concern. Yeah. But setting the agenda with the student, really kind of trying to make them feel comfortable. And I would ask a lot of questions, those kinds of things. And, you know, we always thought grammar was that lower order concern. So even if they said they wanted to work on grammar, we would try to focus on larger order. And, you know, now we know that grammar is a higher order concern for some people, right? I just tried to kind of be friendly and just be open and non-judgmental. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen in a tutoring session. And you just have to be prepared. You know, you have people who cry, and I always could handle students being upset pretty well. So that was helpful for me personally, but kind of just looking at each student as an individual and each paper, you know, or each project as a new kind of thing. And then just really trying to teach them how to apply what we were talking about to future projects.
Yeah, I can still see that carrying through today in what we do. Did you learn anything that you still use, like teaching or in your work today?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm still a writing center director. I don't know if you knew that. Well, but now we changed. Our name is now Center for Writing and Communication. So we do oral presentation tutoring and writing tutoring across campus. But a lot of those things I do use, you know, a lot of the readings that we did in the practicum at U of L, I used those for a long time. And there are still a couple that I have used, right? Even though I've updated, I mean, from 2001 to now, right?
Yeah.
So I really kind of learned how, from Carol, how to mix really well the theory with the practical, you know, the theory and the pedagogy together into a 3-credit-hour practicum, because that was the first semester-long tutor training course that I had ever participated in. And I have taught 3-credit semester long tutor training ever since then, right?
Yeah.
So she really helped me learn how to kind of combine those and kind of what that looked like and what to give tutors so that they could be as prepared as possible when they were approaching sessions.
So what do you think the Writing Center did effectively in terms of teaching at that time?
I think that our one-on-one tutoring was good. I think that we did a good job training the tutors. I also think that we did quite a few workshops for different populations across campus. And I think that that really helped us to be visible across campus from early on. And also show, you know, kind of showed our value, you know. So I think we really did that well.
Yeah, we still do some workshops today.
Oh, yeah, good.
Did you notice any types of issues that students would ask about when they come to the Writing Center?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, grammar is the biggest one, right?
Yeah,
still. Yeah, they all help with grammar. And, you know, we had a lot of multilingual students who would come in with their dissertations or their theses and want help with kind of those more localized concerns. So we would have to do a lot of that. So we would see a lot of that. But I think really just kind of look it over, see if it's okay, grammar, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tutors get to learn a lot and have a lot of fun learning about all those other topics too. So
it is. It's fun to read.
Yeah. Get to learn a little bit about everything, right?
Did you work with any particular types of writing or all types?
I just worked with all types. Yeah, there was no really specific type that I worked with. I wasn't one of the GAs who taught kind of any of the engineering or science-based comp classes or writing classes. I did teach tech writing while I was there, and I taught business writing, and I taught advanced academic writing, but I didn't, there were certain sections at that time that were kind of more science geared, and I was never one of the people who really taught one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were in the writing center, what did you and your fellow tutors do in your downtime?
Well, we were in the break room a lot of the time. There were two computers and a round table in there. So we would sit in there quite a bit, and you know, the GAs were usually the ones on those two computers, and we would try, you know, be doing kind of some of our other work, but mm-hmm. then talking to, you know, so we would be getting to know each other better and just talking about who knows what, you know, random stuff.
Yeah.
And then we also would take breaks out on the front steps a lot, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, yeah, the front steps are longer.
Yeah. So we would kind of go out there and hang out for 10 or 15 minutes or whatever, and then go back up and wait for, you know, take turns mm-hmm. doing that. So, yeah, just to kind of get out, because we would work long shifts sometimes too. Yeah.
Do you feel like having that back room helped you guys get closer?
Oh, the staff room? Yeah. Yeah. It was a little room at the time because it didn't have that big. The writing center didn't have that big, that larger room that was added on later. So it was just kind of right behind that front desk. There was just mm-hmm. a little room. And so, yeah, it was pretty close quarters. So if you had several people working at the same time, it could, yeah, you got to know each other, that's for sure. Or you'd go out and just sit at a computer, you know, in the larger room. So,
yeah. So I know that your work in the writing center influenced what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's any similarities, or is it a different environment?
I think that there are some similarities for sure. I think in the work that we do, mm-hmm. There's definitely a similarity. But my writing center has all undergraduate tutors.
Okay.
And then our grad assistants are from different programs, because we don't have a master's or a PhD program in English or writing here. Oh, we have a master's program in English. I'm sorry. But we are split. We're not in the English department. We're in communication. Yeah, we used to be independent department of writing. So writing doesn't have a master's or a PhD program. We do have an MFA program in creative writing and an English master's program.
Mm-hmm.
So we do sometimes get graduate assistants from those two programs. But for example, right now we have an English graduate assistant, and then we have two psychology, mental health counseling, graduate assistants. Yeah. So it's not, so I think that the thing that's so different from U of L is that not having master's and PhD students who are in that discipline, you know, because all our undergrad tutors, we try to diversify, and we've got, you know, psychology and Spanish and linguistics majors and political science majors and public administration majors, you know, mm-hmm. some professional writing majors, some communication majors, but we have a little bit of everyone. So this is some work that they like to do, but they don't necessarily want to go to all the conferences or present at all the conferences, right? So, it's a little bit more of kind of, I want to come to work and do my job. And yeah, I'll talk about it and we'll, you know, I care about the work that we're doing, but I don't necessarily want to enter into the profession, right? Yeah. So that would be what I would say is the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have a lot of conferences.
Yeah.
Do you feel like having those during your time at the Writing Center was influential?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I think it's great for any Writing Center staff to go to conferences, because, and especially tutors, because sometimes you just feel like you're in a bubble, right? And you don't realize other people are doing this stuff all over the world, right?
Yeah.
You're not alone. There are a lot of you out there. And so just kind of learning what other centers do and like seeing what kinds of cool things that you could bring back and maybe implement in your own center, I think that's great. And for me personally, you know, it just really helped me to get into Writing Center Scholarship a lot more. Like I said, to meet a lot of people. And then it just kind of shaped my career, you know. And I'm Arkansas representative for South Central Writing Center Association. So I'm doing, you know, some of that professional work too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are some memories you have about like the administrative staffs, like the directors or other people you worked with in the Writing Center?
Okay. Let's see. Well, Carol is fantastic. So she was my dissertation director. And she was obviously the first director, and she was just really funny. She could be really kind of deadpan serious, but then she could say something and then just kind of, you would know she was joking. So it was really funny, but you weren't really sure at first. So you had to get to know her personality a lot. But she also was really kind of motherly in some ways. She was totally not motherly in some ways and then really motherly in some ways. So it was kind of neat to see that mix. She wanted to make sure you were okay, right? That you were eating and sleeping and getting through your classes and all of that kind of stuff. But she wanted to make sure you were doing your job, right? So it's kind of that blend. And then Ruth Miller was the associate director, and she was just really nice. You know, I think she was worried at first because she was the director of that center in Strickland mm-hmm. for a long time. And so she had a lot of experience, you know, kind of running her own center. And so when that center kind of went away and this one came, I think that, you know, as anyone would be, you want to make sure that you're being valued for your knowledge and, mm-hmm. and what you do. And we really did value her for all of that experience that she had. And she always made sure there was chocolate. So that was good. And then I just really remember working with Chris Irvin and Kelly Prejean the most. Mm-hmm. And we went to a bunch of conferences together and we did a lot of work together, and we had a really good time doing that, you know? So,
yeah. Do you still talk to anyone from your previous Writing Center time?
Yeah, I see Chris every once in a while. I haven't talked to Kelly in a long time, but I know she was doing Writing Center work for a while at Marshall University. I think she may have moved into a different position now. Mm-hmm. And then Chris is on doing some IWCA stuff too. And I think he's in Oregon now, but he's done some Writing Center stuff off mm-hmm. and on as well. So
cool.
Yeah, I usually just see him at conferences, so.
Mm-hmm. So, I know that you came, when you started, you were in, like, a transition time. So, was there any major changes that you noticed?
Well, just that the Writing Center happened, you know, from me coming and them saying there's no Writing Center to all of a sudden that happening. And so, there was just another opportunity, you know, there were grad assistant opportunities for us in teaching for sure, but then, you know, first year writing, had several GAs that were kind of assistant directors, and the Writing Across the Curriculum program did. And there were a couple of other, Henry James, I think, had a GA-ship. Yeah. But that was kind of the light for me, right? Like, thank goodness this happened because this is what I want to do. So that was just really probably the biggest.
Yeah. So what technology was
it? I got another office besides that basement, 4-H. 4-H? Yeah, I was down there for a long time.
So what kind of technology was available when you worked in the Writing Center?
We had computers with internet, and we did some email sessions. Like I said, Google had come really just kind of become widely used, starting to become widely used in 98. So it was just a few years after that. So we had Google and we were, you know, Googling away, right? So just kind of email, Google. We had our U of L email addresses. And then, I mean, I was still, we were not doing this for oral histories. I was flying around with a tape recorder and a microphone. And then Carol had over in the humanities building in the English department in her office over there, she had a transcription machine. Like I literally had to, it had a pedal and I would have to start and stop and rewind and type. Oh, so wow. We had that. Yeah. And that's kind of where we were at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was, I know now we use like a client form online and we get to see their main concerns. Before that, did they just walk in and you found out then?
So we got AccuTrack. Yeah. AccuTrack is what we started off with. When the Writing Center started. And so it was kind of an online, you know, it's kind of like WC Online or something like that, only not nearly as user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do some paper things too. So, but luckily we had Vernon Johnson who sat at the front desk. And so people would sign in and we would, there would be different things. And I don't remember if we had appointments or if it was just walk-in. I want to say it was just walk-in because there were a lot of whose turn is it kind of things happening, right? Yeah. And Vernon would have to keep up with whose turn it was to tutor. But we could keep some records through AccuTrack. And I remember you had to, like, enter in your student PIN or whatever to, like, show that you were in there. So we could keep track of the number of people who came in, but some stuff was still in paper.
Okay. Yeah, that's quite different from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I know you said you did a lot of, like, getting the word out there about the Writing Center. Did you do any workshops yourself or, like, presentations?
Oh, yeah. I did several. For some reason, kind of, things to keep you going when your writing gets stuck comes to my mind, like writer's block. I remember doing one like that. I think I did some on peer response. Sometimes Writing Center tutors would do some, we had comp orientation every year.
Yeah.
And so it would start off with the composition director, who was Brian Huot at the time, and the assistant directors who were GAs in the PhD program kind of talking to us. Maybe we'd have a couple of guest speakers, and then we would break out and you could go to like little mini sessions or like little mini workshops. So I did a couple of Writing Center ones at comp orientation, and I think one was peer response. Let me look. Can I take them? I don't have them. Organization and revision. Oh, personal statements. I did that too. Quite a bit. So, yeah.
We still use handouts now. So, what kinds did you all make?
We kind of just made tips over grammar, documentation. Yeah, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think we still use
different types of papers, you know, writing in different disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Did you find them pretty useful?
Yeah, because at that time, you didn't really have online tip sheets a bunch. Like we had, I want to say we had a web page, maybe off of the English website or something, but we didn't have like PDF or online tip sheets, right? So mm-hmm. we were copying and we had paper copies, and that's what we would have to kind of give to students who came in or work with those.
We still do a lot of that now. We have a wall from on there.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, I remember that wall.
So do you have any photos or other documents you'd like to share?
I am sure I could make some copies of some stuff to give you. I think that I have more WCRP stuff than I have Writing Center stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like I have Carol Mattingly's syllabus from Writing Center Theory and Practice, fall 2001. I have, let's see, and I think I've got some mentor stuff. So a few things like what we were supposed to do in our mentor groups.
Yeah.
When we first got in those. So, I can probably scan or do something.
That'd be great.
Yeah, for sure. And then WCRP. Yeah, I've got quite a few things for that. So. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite WCRP memories?
I really enjoyed the reception that we did at the Savannah College of Art and Design when IWCA was there to kind of introduce the WCRP. Carol wanted it to be something different, so she did champagne and chocolates, but I think it was champagne and chocolates, but I think for some reason it wasn't chocolate. It was pralines. We had like pralines and champagne or something. Maybe there was chocolate too, but, so it was kind of a lot of fun because it's not like a normal reception that you go to. Mm-hmm. So, it was good. And you know, the WCRP was started with a grant. So we had a lot of money right there at the startup to kind of do things and get situated. So we kind of got to do some things that we normally wouldn't have, you know, you normally don't get to do just with the university budget and stuff. So, yeah, it was good.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want to share about or anything that I haven't asked you?
I think we've pretty much covered it. I just think that my work in the U of L Writing Center really stepped up my experience to be able to continue to do this type of work. Still have those connections, and I'm happy to see. And, it's kind of neat because you still care about that Writing Center, even if you're, you know, when you're someplace else. And Bronwyn's still the director, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm so happy. He was on my dissertation committee, and he came, I think he came a couple of years after I was there. So I got to know him, and I used to babysit his kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm so happy. I know him, and I'm so glad it's somebody that I know who's directing it, right? If it's not Carol, then I want it to be somebody who I like and know. And so I'm so happy that it's him. And I just, you know, I think it just really prepared me for continuing to do this work, you know? So I think that's it.
Yeah, it's been great hearing your story.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for calling me. Sorry it took a little bit for us to get connected, but
it was good. Problem at all. Yeah, it's been nice hearing about everything. It's cool to hear some stories from the very beginning.
Yeah. Who else have you gotten to interview?
I have a partner, so I'm going to try to sit on her interview, but this is my first one.
Oh, yeah? Who else? Do you have a list of people you're planning?
We're dividing it up, so everyone's doing one person.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you can interview some of those people that I talked about, so it'll be good.
I know, it seems like there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, awesome. Thank you so much.
I'll send you over the form here soon, and you can just get it whenever.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.